as he is in this world, so are we. So we, as he is in this world, so are we.
Who me?
As he is in this world, so are we.
So are me?
As he is in this world, so are we.
So are we?
As he is in this world, so are we.
So are we?
As he is in this world, so are we.
Who me?
As he is in this world, so are we.
True indeed,
as he is in this world, so are we.
Get it?
You know his love is sufficient. Ask for a blessing, he send it. To not believe is indignant. Full of grace, can you dig it? He can't be mocked, so don't try it. You think you can and you frying. Satan lies, but don't buy it. To know his love, I'm excited. Release. While falling to my knees, feel like flowing through the breeze, just like Christopher Reeves. Gotta practice what we preach, cause this world could be a beach built on a rock, so storms they won't breach. Say love, y'all know that's what he is. Blesses us with his gifts, cause we are indeed his kids. Peace, he is the son of man. We don't always understand, but need to follow his plan. Pray, it's how we talk to our dad. When we do it, he is glad. Best feeling we can have.
Faith,
we don't have it, we're a mess. Go through trials to get a test, but we pass and get blessed.
Get it.
You are now riding with the Dashboard Pastor, aka DBP. So strap in, get your mind ready, and let's roll.
What's up, good peeps? It is me, Anthony, the Dashboard Pastor. I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the DBP. Today, excuse me. Today, I want to talk about, I guess it's kind of response as opposed to reaction. But anyway, before I go any further with that, I'm going to read this Bible verse and then I'm going to go further into what I mean by that. But I will lead by saying this is something God, the phrase I'm going to ask you is something God specifically said to me. But I want to put it in context with a Bible verse. So, Lamentations 3:22-23. And it says, the faithful love of the Lord never ends. His mercies never cease. His great faithfulness, his mercies begin. Great is his faithfulness. His mercies begin afresh each morning. Again, the faithful love of the Lord never ends. His mercies never cease. Great is his faithfulness. His mercies begin afresh, anew every morning. So, what is that? Where am I going with this? So, I can't remember the situation, but I remember, this was about a month ago. I remember that I did something, and whether it was just a thought, holy crap, this guy came running out of nowhere into the street. Sorry, it scared me. Anyway, so I forget if it was a thought or something I said or whatever, but I had a moment where I was dwelling on it, and God said to me, what next? And I pondered on that, and I thought about it, and my immediate response was, I don't know. And then the conversation persisted about essentially this Bible verse. Now, I'm going to tell you, this message about what next or what's next, however you want to say it, came to me like a month ago. This Bible verse didn't come to me until yesterday. As of yesterday, I didn't have a Bible verse linked to this because I couldn't connect the dots. Nothing came to me. And then yesterday, this Bible verse came, and it completely describes what I'm talking about with what next. In there, it says that his mercy is that he's. Hello, Miss Connie. Sorry, y'all. Thank you for holding on. I got stopped in a light, which was apparently in a bad zone. Anyway, the point. What I was saying is, it says he's faithful. His mercies new each morning. Remember that as we continue to talk. His mercies new each day, every morning. however you want to word that. So, what that is saying is, when you have that thought, and that thought is a negative thought, if it just stays a thought, whatever that is, the question is, what next? When you let that thought seep into your heart and become action, the question is, what next? And the reason I believe that God put this on my heart to talk about is because I know there's a lot of times, here I can give you an example. I constantly talk about my struggle with junk, with specifically sugary foods. And I completely, I guess what you call, fell off the wagon with that and had been overindulging for the last three, four weeks, something like that. And I got this guilt coming. I'm sitting there feeling guilty about it. I'm beating myself up. I'm talking, man, you ought to know better. You should be better than this. And the question was, what next? Do you stew in this, or do you respond? What next? So, whatever it is that you may have done or may be going through, the question is, what next? What's the next thing that you do? Is essentially what I'm asking. That's what God asked me. What's the next thing that you're going to do? The next thing you do will tell more about you than the bad thing or the bad thought that you did. Meaning, I messed up. I said something I shouldn't have said. What next? Do I stew on that? Let pride kick in? And then don't allow myself to say anything because I'm being prideful? Do I think, well, since I took it this far, I might as well just keep going and go say something worse than what I already said? Or do I apologize? I found that I've been apologizing more often for things that I may have said, that I said, that either were out of context or just outright shouldn't have been said. What next? What is the next thing that you do? I don't want to talk about. I won't say that. That's anyway. So, but process that. What next? So say what you're doing isn't against somebody else. Say what you're doing is against you, i.e. the junk food I was talking about with myself. I could stew on that, stay there, or I could have this epiphany of what next. Now, I tell you what I did, because this started from one day that I ate a bunch of stuff that I shouldn't have, drank pop and all kind of stuff. I didn't ponder the what next. I got stuck on the, oh well, since I did this, I might as well go ham. And so several weeks later, I had gone completely ham doing this, and you know, it's affected me. I mean, I'm not diabetic now or anything, but I have gained weight that I had lost, and I could feel the difference in how I've been feeling, because I didn't process, ponder on, think about what next. In fact, that didn't even cross my mind. It was just, okay, well, here we go. And then it spiraled downhill, and then here I am talking about something that I finally listened to God say, okay, well, you did all of that. What next? What next? What are you going to do next? And he said to me, because the decision you make about what happens next could very well impact your life. So then I said, all right, God, well, what I'm going to do next is I'm going to pray for discipline and try to walk that out in my life so I don't continue to spiral down this rabbit hole. I'm only a couple days in, but the point is, what next? What do I do next? And now add a different vice, whether it be alcohol, drugs, whether it be sexual addictions, whether it be stealing, whether it be criminal activity, whatever it is, God is always asking, what next? What is the next thing you're going to do after you just made this choice you made? And I will say again, that what next, what you do after that, defines us more than the thing that we did. It is more defining on how I react or respond to a situation that I was wrong in than the actual action itself. Why is that? Because we all are imperfect. We all make mistakes. We all are going to make mistakes. The big thing is, can I humble myself to my mistake and try to rectify it? Or do I live in it? Living in it can be a whole bunch of different things. Living in it is, anyway, continuing to do it, denying that it happened, things like that. That tells more about us than the actual thing, because again, we're all going to do something. Whether it's somebody upset me and I said something I shouldn't have said, or whether it's, I don't know. There's all kind of different things it could be. There's all kind of things that I could have done. I mean, anyway, I don't have to constantly come up with examples for that. But what does that mean to you is the question. Regardless of what just happened, what next? I even say it on a lesser note. When I started this show and I was driving, and that dude just darted out in front of the street. And once that dude darted out in front of the street, and then he ran to the sidewalk, I had a choice. I could have let that derail the whole show because it scared me. I ain't gonna lie. That's why I stopped. And was like, oh gosh, and I had to swerve around and everything. That could have derailed the show, and that could have been it. I could have been like, you know what, that just scared me, y'all, I gotta stop, I can't do it. Or do I recognize that happened and press forward? Again, I'm doing this show because this is my assignment from God. Not for publicity. Not for that. I can't say that word for some reason. Not for that. Not for glory. But because God called me to do this. So, do I let that derail me? I could have. In fact, God asked me once that happened, what next, son? Which is why I continue talking. Okay, that just happened. The dude got on the sidewalk. Everything is well. Nobody's hurt. Press forward. So again, I ask, when it comes to you, when that question is asked of you, what does that mean to you? What is it saying to you? The answer to that question is the difference between maturity. I just call it that. Have we matured enough to be able to hear that question and not get upset? Have we matured enough that that question doesn't send us down a rabbit hole of going off and, oh, you know, can we hear that question and stop and ponder and be like, you know what? What next? Because I promise you he'll ask you that. I promise he has, will, and will continue to ask that. So keep that in mind. But let me also say that what next is not necessarily just on things that are wrong. It's not just on the bad things. You have a major accomplishment in your life, a good accomplishment. And God will ask you, what next? Do you stay on this arc in this major accomplishment? Do you park here? Or do you continue to press forward in that? Because like I said, I don't want to always come off that everything is negative. A lot of people have been stuck in the past from good things, that good accomplishments that they can't move past, just as much as people who are stuck on things that happened in the past that were negative. God will say again, what next? Will you use what you have for the betterment of the people around you? Will you hold on to that? It's like the story of the parable of the talents. Can God give you 10 talents? Or are you the one that he gives one to? And this is a question of me as well. So I keep saying you, but as always, when I look at the camera, all I see is me. So, will you do something? Can I bless you with this, knowing that you will do something for the kingdom? Or will it be something you sit on? This is why I do this show. Because the wisdom that God gives me, that I actually use, because he gives a lot of wisdom and some of it I don't always use, but the wisdom that he gives me that I actually use and hold on to, he asked me, what next, son? What are you going to do with that? Are you going to just hold on to that, or are you going to use that? Are you going to bless other people with that? When we talk about blessings, people automatically go to money and material items, and it's not always that. It's not always that. Wisdom, to me, and I mean the Bible says this as well, but wisdom is more important than all the money and materials in the world. Because if you don't have no wisdom, and you got all the materials and money in the world, you're gonna lose that. A fool and his money are always part. Wisdom. That was the thing about Solomon. Solomon prayed for wisdom. He didn't pray for stuff. He prayed for wisdom. God granted him wisdom and the stuff came. But what did he do with that? He didn't just hoard it. He blessed people. I mean, he wrote. He was inspired to write books in the Bible. He could have sat on that knowledge. He could have never wrote Proverbs. And I tell you, there's a lot of great stuff that comes out of Proverbs. I quote Proverbs all the time. Not every verse, but there's verses in Proverbs that I quote constantly all the time. Now just think, if when God asked him what next, if he was like, I'm going to sit on this one, God. I got it, though. Appreciate you, though. There's wisdom that we don't have to share with each other. So I also wanted to, like I said, I wanted to point that out as a what next. What next? In the negative, in the positive. What next? The thing that just happened 5 minutes ago, what next? a thing that's going to happen in 10 minutes, 10 years. What next? Does that situation, circumstance define who you are? Or is that situation or circumstance a character building moment that people will see that will define who you are? Something to think about. I have come on here and told my failures several times over. I mean, and I'm sure that will continue, because I am God's hard-headed child from time to time. I often think he shakes his head and he's like, "Ooh, that boy." So, I come on here to tell my failures, not for sympathy, not for glory, my glory. My prayer is that me being transparent is that what next moment. Me being transparent and showing growth is the purpose. That's the point. That's why God puts it on me to do these things. Okay, this was a bad moment. Share what you did. And share what you did after. Again, the key point is what you did after. I can't stress that enough. I've said it several times. I will say it. I will continue saying it. What you did before isn't as important as what you do after. That's key. So share what you did, and then share what you did after. Whether that was a mistake you made, whether that was an accomplishment you made. Okay, I will share this accomplishment. What did you do after? Up, I sat on it. I ain't do nothing. I figured this is all me. I ain't want to help nobody. Well, that's not really sharing God's kingdom, and there was no purpose in that. Or, hey, I had this major accomplishment, and this came of it. Now, not to brag. Again, not to brag, because... excuse me, I forget in Corinthians, but Paul talks about boasting in the Lord, through his weakness being able to boast in the Lord, which a lot of my testimony has been that. I also want to point out that God does want us to share successes with people, because people need to see successes. It doesn't always have to be my tremendous failure is all I'm going to share. My successes, again, from a place of humility. That's why there are things that I will share on here, and there's things that I won't. And not because I'm hiding anything, but because some things God is like, "No, you need to keep that." And there are some things that I have been witness to, that I've seen, that like will blow your mind, sort of miracle stuff. And God, you know, that I've been a part of, and God was like, "No, that was for you. That wasn't for them." So I hold on to that, so I can't become prideful, bragging on myself. "Ooh, y'all, look at what I did." Sometimes you got to sit on that. Sometimes you got to sit on the stuff that, you know, the trials and testing, for the same reason. Because if I did this and I speak about this and I say that I did all of this, I just messed up the whole purpose of the lesson. So let me wrap it up. The point of my message today is that we can't be stuck on that last thing. If you watch sports or played sports, how many times have you heard someone, commentator or coach, say, You got to leave that in the past. You can't, you know, if you're having a bad throwing day, they what do they say? In order to be a good athlete, you have to have short-term memory. That's what I've heard. You got to have short-term memory. What does that mean? That doesn't mean that you pray for God to give you like dementia or anything like that. That just means that you can't hold on to what just happened. Be it great, be it terrible. You can't just hold on to that. You got to move forward. The next thing you do will tell more about who you are than that thing. So if this, as great as this accomplishment is, I got to move forward. As terrible as what happened to me is, I got to move forward. Humility. That's what that is. That's humility. I know a lot of people don't like to hear that. I mean, I'll be honest with you. There's a time where I would be one that didn't want to hear that. Like, no. I deserve to be able to talk about this because I did this, or this happened to me. So I deserve this. Humility. Learn to listen to God. When God tells you to say it, say it. When God tells you to hold on to it, hold on to it. But when God tells you, when God asks you what next, He's asking you that because He wants to see. He wants you to show who you really are. What did you learn? What did you learn? What did you learn and did you learn? Can I trust you to be a blessing to other people? Or are you going to be who you've been? I don't want to be who I've been. I've been that fool for many years, and I have my continued walk in life is to be better. That's not to sit here and say I'm going to do a 180 about face to everything that I've ever done wrong, and you know, just I will not do wrong ever again, because that's prideful. That is a prideful thing to say, and I can't guarantee that. But what I can do is say that I'm going to try to continue to step forward, and when God asks me what next, at least process what He's saying and think, huh, well, what happens next? What should be the next thing that happens after this, whatever this is? Should I do this, or this? And now that I'm pondering this, it will affect my decision making. Now, this is why I pray for wisdom and discernment. Because if I have wisdom and discernment, when I'm pondering this, the next thing I do will come from a place of wisdom, which is God, and it will be a blessing to others. But if I stay stuck on something and it's from a foolish standpoint, and I'm not seeking wisdom and discernment, I'm gonna let my emotions tell me what the next thing I do is. And I say this on the show a lot, I'm gonna continue to say it. Allowing our emotions to dictate our lives is about the worst mistake one can make in their life. Your emotions are not to control you. You are to control them. So, being an emotional person constantly, you will find that you are constantly in peril, drama, trials, because there are highs, but then there are lows. And what we need to do with this what next question is, can I be the same Anthony when the highs come as well as when the lows hit? Can I be the same Anthony? The answer is yes, I can. The main question is, will I? And I ask you the same thing. When that high comes, what next? Will you be the same you here? And what about when that low comes? Will you be the same you when that comes? Because I will say this. I believe a lot of the reasons why people stay in the lows as long as they do It's not because of God, not because of the devil, not because of that person over there, not because of that person, not because of the government, not because of anything other than this. The reason that people stay in those lows the way they do is because how they react to what's going on. And if they stay stuck in this emotional standpoint and they just boo-hoo and blah, 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 and can't see past the negativity to see what next, how do I respond instead of react? People stay in that letting their emotions run their lives, and they stay in that spot longer than they were supposed to. I strongly believe that. Jesus said that there were going to be trials and tribulations. He didn't say you had to live in them. He said you had to go through them. That's two different things. Living in and going through are two different things. Something bad happened, there's a time for grief, and then there's a time, what next? Something good happened, there's a time for celebration, and then there's a time for what next? But if you let your emotions decide for you, what next? It's a roller coaster. And I am sick of being on roller coasters. God forgive me, not sick of, I don't claim sickness. I am done with being on roller coasters. I don't want to be on emotional roller coasters. Life is too short, I'm too old, I'm whatever, however you want to describe that. I don't like the roller coaster. I want to be even keeled. I want to be, hey, this sucks. Let me be mad about this for a second. Okay, boom, I'm over it. I got to move forward. Man, this is great. I want to celebrate this, but I don't want to stay here too long. Okay, boom, on to the next. Man, that is one of the worst things that happened to me. I am so sad. I'm grieving. Okay, let me go forward. What next? That's my question to you. What next? And if God asked me, God is asking you, what next? As always, I pray that this message does not go on deaf ears. I pray for those under the sound of my voice that they will hear the words that God has put on my heart to say, that they will meditate on the words that God has put on my heart to say, and that it will seep into and be fertile ground. It will plant seed in our hearts, and it will grow and harvest 30, 60, 100 fold so that we can be the people that we are called to be. And we can have a positive impact on a negative, dying world. I love y'all. Have a great week. Peace.